Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna. I want to affectionately welcome all of you. Today is our important day. Today is also the first day, I think, where I have the honor of having Yoginda accompanying me. Thank you. You found everything easily. The verse today is known to all of you, but still we will put it on the screen. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Where is the Maha Mantra mentioned in the scripture? It appears twice in its entire form in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is one reference. It also is appearing in the Sanat Kumar Samhita and many other places. And it is described as the main mantra, the Maha Mantra. Sometimes we are asked, but why do you chant it so long? Today is, as you know, our holy name immersion Kirtan Day. And most properly, as far as I intuit, most of the Kirtan leaders will spend most of the time reciting this one single mantra. There will be other glorifications of deities, Jaya Radha Gopinath, because we are on their territory here, this is their place, and other deities. Perhaps devotees will glorify the original deities in our movement, Radha Syam Sunda. Prabhupada said all other deities are expansions of these two Mula Vigrahas, the root Vigrahas who are installed in Vrindavan Dham, the most, let us say, the goal of our spiritual journey is in the Aprakat Vrindavan, and we go through the Prakat Vrindavan. So, yes, but mostly Hare Krishna will be chanted. Why not a change? Sometimes this, there are so many good mantras. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, who could ignore this mantra? Govinda Ram Ram Hari Hari was chanted by Mahaprabhu. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yara. So many. Why always this one? You must know one thing that distinguishes the Gaudiya tradition from all others. The way is the goal. We chant Hare Krishna to purify our consciousness. This is our way. And the goal is Hare Krishna in the spiritual world. At that time, this mantra will reveal this form to us. Radha and Krishna. The way is the goal. For a beginner, it is a song, a kirtan perhaps, with nice melodies presented to us in very mind-enchanting ways. For the beginner, it is a repetition of sacred names and so on. But as the progress continues, you'd see it's really all about one thing, as has been from the beginning about this one thing. It is in the middle of your spiritual journey, this one thing, and it will be at the end of your spiritual journey, in perfection, this one thing only. It's about a relationship. A relationship to the goal of our spiritual practice, Radha and Krishna. And that doesn't need to change. You can all relationship, but this is an eternal relationship. So therefore, we in our personal practice are chanting this. And this is a program organized for devotees. When we reach out to the masses of people who do not yet understand this thing, the way is the goal, you practice the relationship now, and as you become advanced, the relationship becomes so amazing that you will be shown this is your identity, this is how you really are, and this is how we really are. We, Radha Krishna, really are. For the beginner, we will chant other sacred names who also purify us, who have great value. But for those who are interested in the path which Mahaprabhu showed, we appreciate this mantra. As we progress in our chanting, we also progress in our relationship to Radha and Krishna. Therefore, it was very, very nice to ask the question, what does this mantra mean? Yes, to our eyes and ears, it is this here. But even if you look at me, do you really see me? What you see is an aging North German person. But do you really see me? I'm totally different than what you see. I'm already my mind is different from what you see. You don't know what I'm thinking at this moment. Who knew what I was thinking? I was thinking Eka Chakra, the land of Lord Nityananda's appearance, but you didn't see it. I saw the banyan tree, the river Yamuna, just called by Vaishnavas. Yes, I saw Monkey Maroi, all in a flash of a second. But that's also not what I am. I'm so different. I'm a soul. I'm only for a few moments in this North German body, and I would love to have another body, but this is what is given to me. I accept, I don't complain. At the moment of my death, I will look at the world and say, phew, another short life, and I will continue to move on. So So is this all what is in the Hare Krishna mantra? If even a conditioned soul has so many layers, there are so many layers here in this mantra. And therefore the question, what does it mean, is very, very important to understand the heart of the mantra. This mantra, technically speaking, is a Sambodhana mantra. Sambodhana means to address. Address, like I may say to Gokrishna, good morning Gokrishna, where are you? Where were you? I am addressing him. No? So, by the way, it is all right. He's doing something which is important. So, I'm addressing a person. Good morning, Hari Prasad from New York. No, it's an address to Krishna. And what do we say as we address Krishna? There are many varied meanings. You know, it's multi-layered. Therefore, many acharyas give us many meanings, but because we have so little time, we will only go 20 more minutes. I will come immediately to the meaning which Prabhupada gave to this mantra. He said in an initiation lecture, Radha. When I'm chanting, I'm praying, Radha. And Krishna, please attract me. And he elaborates, I am now trying to get substance from the reflection. The material world is only a reflection of the eternal spiritual world. And we try to make money, we try to build a house, we try to build a relationship. I'm trying to get substance from the reflection, and I'm frustrated. You have to go to the real tree, he says, not the reflected one. So I'm praying, Radha and Krishna, please attract me. Please engage me in your service. Now, you might say, but where is this? Please engage me in your service. Where? Show me, Satchinanda Swami. There's Hari. Okay, it can mean Krishna, it can mean Radha, Hara, in the vocative form, in address form, Sambodhana form, the A. Will turn into the A, like hey, hey, hey. No, Hari. Okay, it's either Hari or Hara, Krishna or Radha. Then there is, okay, we have two meanings here. Then there is Krishna, it's clear. Is there anything else? There's Hari. No. Yes, Rama. Names of divinity are there. Where is please? Where is engage? Where is me? Where is in? Where is your? Where is service? Am I clear? Good. Now you need to listen very carefully, because what I will say can be only said in a short time, 17 minutes. You must give me now your intelligence and your devotional heart. Here is how the meaning bursts out of the mantra. We address Radharani as Hara. There's a lot of Radha in the mantra. Radha has the most names in this mantra. If you want to see it from that perspective. Radha is the very emblem, the representation of a bhakti seva or devotional service. In other words, saying Hare so many times means beseeching. Beseeching means begging, requesting Srimati Radharani for what she stands for, devotional service. Still, one might ask, is there any precedent? Precedent means an example or a case where this meaning was drawn out of the Hare Krishna mantra, the meaning that Radha is there, and if you address her, you address her for what she stands for. Or is this a little bit twisted? Well, Prabhupada always made it very clear that what he would say, or what he said, was not born from his own imagination, but he represented a long, long reaching lineage, you call that a parampara, that stretches into the past. And it is, this parampara is a certain sampradaya or a school of devotion thought. There's a lot of substance in this. And there's one very dear devotee to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name is Gopal Guru Goswami, who offers a similar reading. He says, Hare, the word Hare means hey, Hare, hey, address, no? Sambodhana. Nidya Seva, eternal service, Yogyam Mankaru, Kuru, bestow upon me. In good English, it says, oh Hare, oh, it can mean Hare or Radharani, Hara, make me worthy to engage in your service. And then he says, Rama, the word Rama, not word, the name Rama means, hey Rama! Again, address. Tatramang nija seva yogyam kuru. Oh Rama, as I enter into your presence, make me worthy to engage in your service. Very important, my dear devotees, only by service can the Lord, who's beyond all mind, all thoughts, all intelligence that can comprehend, try to comprehend, only by service can the Lord, who's beyond the mind and intelligence, be grasped. Only by a service attitude, I want to serve, can the Lord be, will he appear on the tongue. He will not appear in other ways. There's the famous verse, Atha Shri Krishna, say it with me, Atha Shri Krishna Nama Ji Naba Vet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Muke Hi Jivadu Svayam Meva Spurat Yada. Meaning, Atha Shri Krishna, Atha means therefore, it's a strong word, Shri Krishna Nama Ji, Krishna's name. And Adi means etc. It refers to his form, to his qualities, to his pastimes. Therefore, Krishna's name and everything else about Krishna can be grasped, obtained, not by the gross material senses. They are too gross, as we said earlier. You can't even see me. Although I'm sitting here right before you, you don't see me. Ah, think about it. Therefore, the Lord cannot be grasped with material senses. No. But he reveals himself. He descends. Oh my God, we have it here. He descends to our perception when we become Sevon Mukhe, that means full of service attitude. Let us read this here. We have it in a good translation. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate, sometimes the word grasped is used, Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Material senses can't go there. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service, Sevan Mukhi, by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name, and what we will do in a few minutes, and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, then the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. Do we have it in Sanskrit? We have it in Sanskrit. See, Spurat Yada, the last, can you see the last two words in the verse? Yes. That Spurat, it means appear. There is the word from this, the word Spurti comes. An appearance of the Lord who will first appear very quick and fast. It's described like a lightning flash that will appear in the night. It will make its sudden appearance and sudden disappearance also. That was it. So in the first, Krishna makes his appearance like this, but then he stays. The devotees pray, stay, my Lord, stay, don't go so fast, please. So then he stays, and one day he takes the devotee into his eternal embrace. Yes, that is there in bhakti. So only by devotional service it is possible. Haridas Thakur, the great acharya of chanting the holy name, once made this very clear. He was chanting, as we hear, from early morning till sundown, and even more. Sometimes he was, most of the time he was chanting with his beads. Sometimes he was chanting out loud, Hare Krishna, like this. Sometimes very softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And sometimes only in the mind. Yes. Then, overwhelmed by ecstatic feelings which came over him, the poetic expression is like ants who crawl on someone. He became so overwhelmed that he was found dancing and singing at the banks of the Ganga all alone. No public audience was required. He had Krishna. So on. So he made an observation. He said, simply by one's own effort, no one in this world can overcome the main problem in chanting. What is the main problem in chanting? What would you say?
Distraction.
Distraction. You know everything. Simply by one's own effort, no one in this world can overcome distraction. No. The mind will always lose it and go. Such victory, overcoming distraction, can only come by your merciful blessings. It is impossible for any jiva to overcome inattention by personal effort. You can try as much as you want to concentrate. by your mercy alone, Krishna, your mercy alone, this can be accomplished very easily. O Lord, therefore it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace with great humility, for this is the only means of salvation. Other than this, there's only misfortune. So, let's get this clear. We need the Lord to come, or something of the Lord, like His Kripa Shakti, His mercy power. It needs to come into our heart to empower us. But first, the heart must be turned to Krishna in seva. How can any water go into this glass when the glass is turned upside down? I don't know if you see it from the distance. It's very, very good glass. It's very transparent glass. I have to put the glass like this, no? Then I can catch the water from above. In the same way, when you chant, you must turn your inclination back in the right direction to please Krishna through your service. Ah. And also, my dear devotees, this must play out in your life. When you sit down to chant, your whole life sits down with you. Can you cut your life? No, I'm separated from you. You're the same person who you are when you go in the tram or drive in a car or do anything. Your life comes with you. So when you have a service life, when you do seva, then you are in a very good position to chant. So therefore, the devotee who wants to approach Krishna and obtain his mercy will always be inclined in this direction, in the open, the direction for seva, not in the direction away from seva, away from Krishna, away from pleasing the Lord, but serving only himself or herself and the various ideas. So from this is the background. This vibrates in the background in the Hare Krishna mantra. I give you an example. Here, Naragini, please. Now I will change it. Not fully changed, it's very subtle, the change. Can you hear the change? I'll make it more clear. You hear? No, yes, Maharaj, we are tired. Don't ask us to think this morning. I make it more clear. It's the same tone, but there's a slightly different vibration. The vibration is also there in the tone. So the Hare Krishna, I will go back to the... Here. No. Oh my God. Doesn't do what I want. Here. No. Finished. I'm not like these kirtan leaders who know so well the musical field of life. Let me not pretend to be. So the idea here is chant in the right attitude. My dear devotees, some of us need two attitude adjustments. Two attitude adjustments. The first, it's about a relationship, the chanting. The second attitude adjustment, this relationship is forged, or an easier word, it's based on giving pleasure through service. No? And therefore, when we chant, please accept me, we want to again come in the association of the Lord, we asked for devotional service. I want to show you my favorite verse in the end. Krishna Tomahana. It's a verse which I heard was chanted by the Australian Gurukul. They woke up every morning chanting this particular verse. It is a very simple verse. It is found in Krishna, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where at least for me, the whole spirit of the Mahamantra is captured. It has a spirit, the Mahamantra. This verse starts with Krishna. It is an address to Krishna, just like the Mahamantra is an address to Krishna. This verse acts also as a key to open the more devotional aspects of chanting. This morning we chanted also a very devotional verse that, oh Radha, I'm yours. Please lift me into the strong boat of your mercy so that I can cross over this ocean. Here is the verse for you. I will sing it, and please sing it with me, after me. Krishna tomahana yodi bole kabara. Krishna tomahana yodi bole kabara. Maya manda hoite Krishna tare kare para. Maya manda hoite Krishna tare kare. Here is the translation for you. That's a little, yeah. No problem. Please don't make any surgery on this, it will distract us. I read it for you. Please know, I will not change even one word, so you can listen. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, though I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. No? This is the spirit that vibrates within the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the spirit of Radha, Krishna's dearest devotee who gives bhakti seva for the living entity. This, when you catch this vibration, will carry you back to the Lord. Jiva Goswami says, from this simple vibration, this simple understanding, I meant for pleasing, for service, your spiritual form, the Siddhadeha, will one day emerge. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, today is our special day. Actually, all days are special. They all have themes and so on. Today is the real immersion. We will start already at 10 o'clock here in the Kirtan Hall or Kirtan Room with the first Kirtan. Please try to be there, and then we will chant up till 2 o'clock. And then we have a good size break. 3 hours. Please do this, and then we have another stretch for 5 hours. from 5 to 10. Yes, so normal people have an 8-day work hour. We have eight hours work day. Normal people have an 8-hour work day. We have a 9-hour immersion day. This is better. It may, however, require some effort. Therefore, eat enough, sleep enough, cry enough if you have to do whatever you need to do enough. Do enough so that you can be here for a maximum amount of this time. I wish you a wonderful Kirtan Immersion Day, and I will see you in good spirits at 10 o'clock. Have a good fire of digestion now when you eat your breakfast. Hare Krishna. Amen.